Have you ever wondered how much effort goes into making a cool t-shirt? Alex Smith knows. He creates unique streetwear, formed his own design companies, and now teaches his craft at Juxtaposition Arts in Minneapolis. Reporter Ayo Olagbaju has this profile.
Every day, Alex Smith moves his best ideas from his brain to a piece of cloth. Today, he's standing around three screen printing presses at Juxtaposition Arts in North Minneapolis to show me how he does it.
So we just load the shirt on like this.
When the screen is on the shirt, Smith inks the design much like he's wiping a window. Smith makes tons of shirts this way, and he's been doing it since high school. He learned screen printing as a student at St. Paul's Central and got art training here at Juxta, where he now teaches.
You know, the goal here is to teach young people that they can make a living as artists, make a living off being an artist.
Smith's boss, Juxta CEO Deanna Cummings, says Smith has been passionate about art since he was young.
And we knew from an early age, from when he was in middle school, that he was likely to pursue graffiti and art as a career pathway because he had that unusual seriousness about it.
That seriousness also caused some heartburn for Smith's parents.
When I was a teenager, I ran away to Europe for a month.
Smith lied to his parents that he was going to sleep at a friend's house. Instead, he boarded a plane to Europe.
London, Paris, Barcelona, Rome, Milan, Berlin, and Amsterdam. So it was quite the tour. I mean, the goal was to paint in as many different cities as we could.
After high school, he moved to New York to work for a design company. He later moved back to Minnesota to form the clothing brand Minnesota Nice. Now he's teaching at Juxta. His students, like Michaela Young, say he's supportive.
So even when I think I made something that's like trash, he says, like, well, maybe you can like add color to it or add something to it, or can like to make it more like art-like, which I appreciate about him.
Smith loves to see his students develop their ideas, and he's happy now to teach at the place where he learned to love art.
If the younger me could see me now, I think younger me would be like, sweet, this is ideal.
For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Ayo Olagbaju.